In what could be the most damaging blow to the Turkish government so far, the voice of the Turkish foreign minister, the deputy foreign minister, the head of the Turkish intelligence, and the deputy head of the Turkish armed forces are heard discussing a possible attack on Syria. The tomb of Süleyman Şah is an exclave of Turkey some 30 kilometres inside Syria, and Turkey has said that any attack on the tomb would be an attack on its territory as well as an attack on NATO.
Burada mesela istihbarat başkanı.
We don't know how the head of Turkish intelligence can say such things. He says he can launch a rocket attack on Turkey.
Nasıl komplikasyonları olacak biliyor musunuz?
The Turkish Prime Minister has vehemently denied the charges and criticized the leak. In an election rally in Diyarbakir on Thursday, he seemed to blame Fethullah Gülen's Hizmet movement, describing the move as immoral, dishonorable, and vile. However, only last Sunday, Turkish planes shot down a Syrian jet which had briefly strayed into Turkish airspace.
Tayyip Erdogan's government will fall, and so we expect him to do crazy things. In Nikde, one of our soldiers, one of police officers, and a citizen were killed. A Syrian warplane was shot down. In Urania, three police officers and two citizens were injured. All of this happens because of the AKP governments.
The Turkish government seems hell-bent on winning the forthcoming elections, which are seen as the first true test of its popularity since last summer's nationwide protests. Now, these alleged tapes seem to show that Ankara is willing to start a military crisis simply to win some elections. Nada Fekri, Press TV, Istanbul.